you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
March is here. Things are going to start happening now. I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, it's at least going to be nice, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got way too excited over the weekend that I could see my entire patio.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, ooh, all the snow. Ooh, look at that. The corners.
Yeah, I told our dog yesterday. I said, listen, you're going downstairs now. I don't want to see any more turds on the deck. She ain't listening.
Nah. I was, yeah.
She turded on the deck yesterday. That's what they call it, turded.
Turded. Yeah.
And I said, hey, there's no, I said, well, it was a little cool yesterday in our city. So I said, once it warms up again, you're going downstairs. No turding on the deck.
She said, I do what I want.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And they do.
Yeah. Well, it used to go down when it was warm, obviously. And when it's balls ass cold, you don't blame your dog for walking 2 feet out, sticking her butt down and coming back in.
No.
You know. I don't blame Craig for doing that either,
thank
by the way.
Thank you. Because you know you'd do the same. Yeah. If you had to do the same.
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I'd walk 2 feet out the door and poop right there. Right.
Yeah. Christian cleared off pretty much our entire patio.
Yeah.
And help for about 5 minutes. not enough hours in the day for you to help.
He was busy. He was cooking a potato. Right. Remember that?
Oh, that's right. He was standing there watching the 2-hour potato cook. Got to keep an eye on it.
2-hour potato.
Honey, but, I would help you, but I just don't want to.
The area around the fire pit is all cleared off now, but inside the fire pit is
Don't say there's turds in there.
No. It's a giant hunk of ice.
Oh.
I bet you that thing weighs 100 pounds.
Oh, because it filled it in.
Yes.
Yeah. Light a fire and melt it.
That's what I'm thinking I'm going to do.
Yeah, right.
Test my, because I'd have to build a fire on top of snow, but I think I can manage.
Yeah.
I think I can do it. That'll be my challenge. Maybe today. Because I think tomorrow's going to be a little windy.
God, I envy the adventures you have, Todd. Really, too.
You going to cook a potato on the fire?
Is that the word envy? Okay.
Envy, pity, whatever. Yeah.
Hey, we got something to look forward to.
I know.
At least Todd's got something to look forward to today.
I know. I don't have anything.
I don't
have anything. I have no fire pit to try to melt.
Yeah.
I just have to live vicariously through his melting.
That's sad.
Yeah. It is. It's terrible.
And no, Nick, you should never cook anything on the fire. Like ever again. You especially.
Try to make a pizza on the fire. Remember that?
Yeah. I did. Yeah, I do. There's got to be a way.
That pizza is now holding up the foundation of the house.
Right.
It could. Nobody ate it. It's gross.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
What's new, Craig?
Well, I see an article here about ice cream that looks like fried chicken. Looks like a drumstick.
And you bite into it and it's ice cream?
And I was unimpressed.
All right.
I mean, it looks cool, you know, but it looks like a drumstick.
What do you hold it with?
Your fingers.
Well, is that part a cone?
Well, I was just uninterested in this. I thought, well, this is more silly than usual.
All right. That's saying something.
Yes. And then I saw what they made it with. And it's called Not Fried Chicken.
All right.
It's made up of waffle ice cream.
Oh, that's good.
A chocolate cookie bone.
Ugh.
caramelized white chocolate and cornflakes serving as the crunchy batter.
Oh, so you bite into it like a chicken leg, but it's ice cream.
Yeah.
It sounds good.
It sounds fantastic.
Are you holding it by the cornflakes?
You hold it however you want, Todd.
Yeah, it's shaped like a bone, right? Like
yeah.
A chicken leg? Okay. Where do they get those?
Online.
Man, I don't got time for that. They get them in the store?
You do have time for that.
Yeah, this looks really good.
Yeah.
It's good they called it that, too, because somebody bitch, hey, well, it's called not fried chicken, you dumbass.
And it looks just like fried chicken.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And the chocolate chip cookie bone, would that be that?
Yeah.
That's just a nice little treat at the end.
A chocolate cookie bone, not chocolate chip.
Okay, chocolate, just a chocolate.
Once you get to the bone, it's chocolate. Yeah.
Well, this is more of a drumstick than the actual drumsticks.
Yeah, you're right. What they call drumsticks, right.
And that... Yeah. That's the best bite of any ice cream thing, I think, is that the bottom of the cone that has that chocolate in it with a little bit of ice cream.
Oh, yeah.
The chocolate plug, good. You mean?
Yeah. Right.
Which is a whole different term.
Yeah, let's hope. Nothing. I was not going to say anything
nothing
good there.
Than the chocolate plug.
nothing than the chocolate
Oh, now that stops you, Craig.
You can get a whole bucket, 9 pieces, for $99.
Whoa.
Wow.
That's expensive.
It looks good, though.
I'd like one chicken leg, please.
$99. That's just because it's a gourmet thing. It probably takes a while to put them together.
And if they've got to ship it to you in dry ice and whatnot.
Yep. Right.
Yeah, but it's the whole drumstick with no bone. It's all ice cream.
Right.
That would be messed up if it was on real bone.
That's one of those things. You bite into it. Yeah. You just bite into the bone. That's about the price of things when you start going, I could blow $100 in a week doing just stupid stuff all the time, but once it says $100.
Ice cream?
Yeah.
No, well, yeah, this even is as good as it tastes, you can be like, is that worth $10 for like a single like ice cream thing?
I don't know.
Well, here they make, this is one of those things that you will spend a hell of a lot more money for someone else than you do yourself.
Oh, yeah, it's a gift for
somebody. This is a wonderful gift.
Right, of course it is.
Yeah. I don't know.
Hey, look, I gave you 7 ice cream cones.
It was like
that's how much I love you.
But ice cream still shouldn't be that expensive. I mean, I get
it. It's not. This is a put-together special.
Yeah, but this is like a gift you'd give a client.
Yeah.
Right.
Something
but
like that.
Like a month or two ago, we had nothing to do on a Saturday. My daughter had this coupon for some ice cream place in town.
Right.
All right, fine. We'll go over there. We'll go grab it. We got like 2 little dishes, and my like 17, 18-year-old niece and nephew had just had their wisdom teeth out.
Right.
So we thought, okay, we'll pick up a couple pints to take over there since they can't eat anything. It'll be nice. It was $30.
Then you said, no, screw them.
No, I didn't, because my wife and daughter had taken it and already left the building when I was paying. And I was like, how did $30 disappear?
Todd and I talked about this off the air, but I won't give the exact amount of money, but I'll just tell you it's thousands of dollars. We get thousands of dollars chocolate sent to us every Christmas from our agent. It's one box of chocolate. And it cost me and Todd separately thousands of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
And I shop for it, and we could buy one for like $50.
Is that what they are?
Yeah.
I was always afraid to look, because it's really good chocolate.
Oh,
it's amazing chocolate. I'm thinking, this is probably pretty expensive.
But he doesn't even get us the deluxe version. It's like the middle of the pack one. There's a small, medium, and large, and he gives us the medium one, not the large one.
We get it in the mail every year from our agent. Todd goes, did you get your thousands of dollar chocolate yet? I said, no. So.
The deluxe one goes out to the bigger clients.
Right.
And your kids eat them up, don't they?
I get like one piece, and it's gone.
Yeah, and Christy doesn't touch mine. Mine lasts forever.
Right. You get 10% of it?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. I get 10%.
Right. This year, I got it all.
Right.
I just finished it up a couple weeks ago.
Shut up.
Not that I couldn't eat it all in one setting. It's good.
It is really good. So what's the website for this, Craig?
Something.
In case people want to buy it.
I went away from it.
Okay.
Goldbelly.com.
All right.
Just Google not fried chicken ice cream.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm having a tough time figuring out how big these pieces are. There's no scale.
No, there's not.
Oh, you're afraid they're kind of small, like chicken wings,
yeah,
or big, like chicken legs?
Yeah, you're thinking like wing drummies?
Oh, they better be.
They better be full size chicken legs.
Right, right.
It'd have to be.
Yeah.
It appears to be about the size of a fried chicken breast. You know, medium sized fried chicken breast.
Well, it's a leg, though, right?
It's supposed to be a drumstick, but it really doesn't look like a drumstick. It looks more like a big chicken nugget.
Looks more like ice cream.
I would disagree with him. It looks like a freaking
chicken leg.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they look like legs. Looks like a miracle.
They should send us some since we plugged them.
That'd be all right.
We gave them that chocolate plug. Doesn't that mean the baby's coming when there's a plug exploding there?
Yeah, that's your mucus plug.
That's right.
You lose the mucus plug.
You don't want that in your ice cream.
No.
Well.
No, you don't.
Okay, we're learning stuff about Nick.
I'm going to lose my vomit plug here in a second.
I know. I don't want to go there.
Well, no, that's truly disgusting. Yeah.
They eat placenta.
Yeah, they do.
Do any freaks eat the mucus plug?
Yeah. God, somebody's going to call on that one.
They are, and that's the trouble with asking those questions.
We have a lot of freaks listen to us, and we love you freaks.
And that.
Eating of the chocolate plug is normal in this culture. That's that stick denominator. He'll check in.
Yeah.
Well, Hyatt Hotels.
There's a question out there, but I don't see an answer. Does anyone know if there are benefits to eating your mucus plug?
Ooh. See, you finally phrased that right. You didn't look at Craig and say it, because God knows that'd piss him off.
So no answers on that one yet?
Seriously, just
call
gag.
Call puss.
No, don't do that.
Really? I hear it's pretty good as a dip for Cheetos.
Oh,
so gross.
Oh, now you are making me sick.
But I might use pita chips.
Oh, they're harder, yeah. They're harder.
Yeah, because the chips are the issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, the consensus seems to be either yum or I just threw up.
Okay. I go with the I just threw up. Yeah. I like dipping stuff, but
there are limits.
There's everything else in the world that you can dip. Why a plug?
Yeah, that should be the very last resort.